Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. This is another beautiful day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here with you from Kingdom Builders Radio Ministries. And we thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak to many of you in various states concerning the Word of God. And I feel like God has given me a message and an answer to many of you all's prayers, and it may not be for everybody, but there are those in whom God would have to tune in to this radio broadcast so that you will be able to understand what he's doing. God always speaks through his messengers, through his anointed people. The Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? And so we're here, amen, to give you a word from the Lord, and we thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praying for my beloved wife. She's a little under the weather right now, but she's here with me, and I thank God for her. But we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God, and we'll give you our mailing address at the end for those of you who have not and may want to write in a prayer request or comments or even support. However you want to do it, we're going to try to give it to you at the end of this broadcast tonight. I want to get into the Word of God, amen, and we're coming from the topic of the foundation, amen, and this is where we have to start, from the foundation. I'm going to be reading from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and we're going to go from there. There are many pointers that I'm going to bring out to you tonight, so hopefully you have a pencil and paper so you can write these things down, amen. Many of them I'm going to bring up. They're going to be very important. We get ready to go into, amen, this particular topic. Let us right now go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now for all things. Bless you right now for what you're doing in this hour. And we thank you right now for our radio listeners, amen, that are on the internet and telephone that's listening to this word. You have commissioned them and you have unctioned them to tune in. And I believe that you are blessing them even as I speak. We thank you for it right now. And I pray, God, that you give me what is needful, oh God. And I know those who will receive will be joyful as they receive what is needful, oh God. And you know our heart, amen, is to help and not just, glory to God, be something that wants to get out in the public. We want to help. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about the foundation. First of all, let me lay a foundation for this message. Number one is I believe that God is getting ready to bless, amen, our people this year like you've never seen before. God is getting ready to move in his churches, in his saints, in his people, like you've never seen them before. Now, why is this? Amen. Why do I feel this way? Simply because the enemy, he has allowed the enemy to come in 2014 and just run havoc with a lot of the precious saints of God. You've been through something in 2014. You went through a lot of stuff. You almost thought you were not going to make it. You almost thought it was the end. You felt like giving up. You felt like throwing the towel in. Glory to God. And you just said, what's the use at times? Some of you almost came close to a nervous breakdown. Suicide spirits will come into you and tell you, glory to God, to take your own life. Glory to God. And when God backs off and lets the enemy come in like that, he is getting ready to do something miraculous in your life. Isaiah recorded, glory to God, as he said in the 64th chapter, the 4th verse, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard or perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides, amen, thee, what he has prepared for them that wait on him. You have been waiting and waiting and waiting on God. And now I believe with all that is within me that your waiting is over. Your waiting is over. I believe that. And you need to say this yourself. Confess to it. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Testify to the fact that your waiting is over. Speak it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Psalms 107:2. Speak it. Amen. Your waiting is over. God is getting ready to explode in your life like you've never seen before. But one of the things that we have to come into understanding is God begins at the home. Everything begins at the home. The foundation is with the home. Amen. When Jesus established the world, after he got through creating, glory to God, the trees, the animals, glory to God, after he got through separating the waters from the earth, putting the sun and the stars and the moon into heaven, when he made man, amen, he did not finish until he had made woman. After he made man and woman and established a house, he put everything into their power, everything into their power. And then he took his rest and just went back to heaven and took his rest. Glory to God. And everything was left up to Adam and Eve as a family to rule, and the blessings was on the family. The blessing was on him and her. And this is the same foundation we need to have now. It doesn't make any sense for prosperity to come and for us to pray for prosperity, and the home is raggedy. The home is tore up. Amen. We got to get first things first. God is able. Now, let me read from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Glory to God. And I believe that many of you will enjoy this on tonight. And I'm going to, I'm going to start reading. This is the 4th chapter. I'm going to start reading, glory to God, at the 37th verse. I'm just going to read one verse of scripture. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Then she went in, fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Now, we are talking in reference to the Shunammite woman in which Elisha, amen, came by every year, I believe it was. Amen. At a certain time of the year, Elijah would pass through that city. This particular woman, if you read the first verse, the Bible says she was a great woman. She was a great woman, meaning that she was well known and well respected. Glory to God. And as Elisha came through there, she made sure that he had something to eat before he went on his journey. And she perceived that he was tired at times and didn't have anywhere to lodge. And if you would read, if you would be in the 8th chapter, glory to God, the 9th chapter, and she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in hither. Now, one of the first things that I noticed in this particular story is that this woman became great, but when it was time to build a room for the man of God on the wall, she did not consult God in prayer. She consulted her husband because she understood, amen, how to bless her house. She understood who was ahead of her. She understood it, and the husband she had was a righteous man, glory to God. So therefore, she could obey him, and she consulted him before she did any of that, and he gave her leave to do that. And when she began to build that house, that room on the side of the house, glory to God, for him to live in, and feed him. The Bible says it was time for her to be blessed. And Elisha says, I must bless you. Now, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Amen. Elisha says to Gehazi, go and ask the woman of God what would she want. And she said, I need nothing. I dwell among my own people. But Gehazi says she is without child. And Elisha said, next year this time, tell her she shall bring forth a child. It is time for her to get blessed. Even though she was content like she was, but because she kept blessing the man of God from her house, and because her house was in order, amen, Elisha understood from God that I must cause a blessing to come into your life. I cannot continue to allow you to be a righteous woman and a giving woman and not bless your house. Even though you may not need some things, even though you may not want some things, yet and still, God is a rewarder of them, glory to God, that diligently seek him or look after those that are his. Amen. Yes. Paul recorded, he said, muzzle not the ox that treadeth out the corn, which means that if the oxen is plowing your field for you to get an increase, mm-hmm. then you must feed the oxen for the labor that he has done. And so this woman had labored in giving Elijah and Gehazi food to eat every year. And now she went a step further and built him a room for lodging where he could rest before he go on to his missionary journey that God called him on. And Elijah had to turn around and stop because God stopped him and said to him, I must bless this woman. Now, notice what I told you. In the 13th verse, and he said unto her, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Will thou be spoken to of the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. Amen. And he said, what then is it to be done? And then you read where it says that, glory to God. Gehazi answered, verily she has no child and her husband is old.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now when Gehazi said she has no child, that was an opportunity for a blessing. But when he said her husband is old, amen, that was a negative. That was something that was given in the negative, amen, or a doubtful situation to the fact that, amen, she couldn't have any child, but that's when God moves when everything else looks impossible. Glory to God. And he is going to move in somebody's life that's listening to me right now when it seems impossible. Amen. You may not have a child, but whatever the need is, if you have been supporting and you have been giving and you have been blessing, amen, and your house is in order, even by your by God's standards with you, glory to God, and you can only be responsible for how you act, your spirit, your attitude, you can be responsible, and God can bless you. And if all that is in line, then you free up God's hand to give you what he has intended for you to have, even from the beginning, and even greater. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, next year this time you're going to have a child. Glory to God. And it came around the next year she had a child, and we know the story. The child grew up to be about 12 years old. Glory to God. Everybody thought everything was fine, but the child had a sunstroke out working with his daddy, came home and died on his mother's lap. She took him and put him in the room of the man of God that she built for him. Glory to God. And went to get him and told her husband, asked her husband to send, amen, a horseman, glory to God, a chariot and a mule that she may go to the man of God. And her husband said, well, this is neither the new moon or this is not the time, amen, to go to the man of God. It's not Sunday. It's not. She said, don't worry. It's going to be all right. And she went, glory to God. And as she went and her husband gave her leave to go, amen, they saw her coming and they asked her, is all well? And she responded in a very unusual way.
Yes.
She has a son here who is dead, and she's going to the man of God because she understands that he's going to do something about this situation.
Amen.
And when she gets there, she says to him, she didn't say, my son is dead, I need you to come. She didn't say he was sick, I need you to come. When they asked her, is all well? She responded and said, all is well.
Amen.
Because I know what's going on in my house. I know what's back there in my house. But one thing I want you to know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be well. I have done what I was supposed to do with my husband. I've done what I was supposed to do in my house. I've done what I was supposed to do with God. My life is in line with what I need to do, and I said I was fine, but you insisted on blessing me with the son, and I'm not going to allow my blessings to be tarnished and turned away. Glory to God. It's going to be well. And Elijah had to go back to the house, and when he went to the house, amen, and laid upon this child, the Bible said the child sneezed, glory to God, seven times, and Elisha told Gehazi, go get the woman. Bring her up here so she can get her child. The Bible says she came up there to get her child, glory to God, and bowed herself to the ground to the man of God and took up her son and went out. Amen. She received a great blessing, amen, because her house was in order. And she was a woman, glory to God, that knew how to support and bless the work of God. It wasn't necessarily the man of God. It was the work of God. And she didn't do anything outside of her husband's will. She asked permission. Glory to God. Let's start with the foundation. This is what we have to do. Glory to God. Start with the foundation. Now, I've got some things I want to bring to your attention. Glory to God. Amen. First of all, we talked about Adam and Eve, the house of Adam and Eve. Satan attacked their home. He didn't attack the animals. He didn't attack it. He attacked their home because the power was in the house. Everything that they had power over came from their unity. Glory to God. So you have to understand the unity or the foundation of the unity has to begin in the home. The devil wants to destroy every home that he possibly can. And this needs to be taught. It needs to be preached. It needs to be dwelt on in the church, in Bible class, in Sunday service. Glory to God. It needs to have special time so that we can teach concerning, amen, the home, because we look over everything in home. This is what happens. We go to church, we praise God, we give God the glory, and then we go back to an interrupted house. Amen. We go back to a house that is disturbed, and we cut God's hands off. Can't do that. Amen. Now, another thing that I must tell you is the type of relationship you have at home determines the type of relationship you have with God. The type of relationship that you have at home, you cannot have in church what you don't have at home. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, there are times when one is trying, the other one is not trying. But what the one that is trying to live holy needs to understand, do the best that you can do. Stay in God. Don't be persuaded one way or the other. Amen. Let the wheat and the tares grow together, but God's going to send reapers to do some separating because he's not going to allow the good to suffer with the bad. It's not going to happen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The foundation is in the house. Amen. So, amen. The type of relationship you have at home determines the type of relationship you have with God, and the type of relationship you have with God can determine the type that you have at home. Glory to God. Next, I want to say you can't have a revelation for others and neglect the revelation for yourself.
Amen.
Too many people are trying to preach and teach and lay hands and prophesy. And yea, I say, and you shall be blessed in the city. And I see something in you, and I see God doing this, and I see, but you can't see what's happening in your own personal life. Amen. God is not going to give you a revelation for somebody else and not give you a revelation for yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. We got it backwards, and it needs to be preached on. It needs to be talked about. It needs something to be said about it. We need to bring this out. Yes, I believe in the fine houses and getting them. Yes, I believe in prosperity. Yes, I believe in driving nice cars. Yes, I believe in wearing nice clothes. Amen. I believe in the prosperity of God. Amen. But what good is it? Because you have no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding to know how to deal with that if you don't have the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to deal with what's at home. Foundation starts at the house. It doesn't start at the bank. It doesn't start with prosperity. It starts at the home. And you do the best that you can do because oftentimes, amen, that we preach, glory to God. And I've noticed this as being a pastor that when we preach, you often have both sides saying amen. You have the side that is humbled and is being attacked, the victim saying amen, and then you have the person that is in the wrong saying amen, and they point fingers back one to another, amen, and this is where God's going to do the separating. But you do the best that you know how to do in God to live holy, glory to God, and find your place in your house, and you dwell there. Because a lot of times you hinder your own house from being blessed. You hinder your own blessing. Glory to God. But stay in your place. Glory to God. Another point I want to bring out, amen, is your ministry is a reflection of your home. That's kind of what I said earlier. It's a reflection of your home. Glory to God. If your home is not right, your ministry won't be right. If there is a disturbance in the home, there's going to be a great disturbance in your ministry. So you must understand that. And every person that's listening to me right now, you have a ministry, whether it's going to the nursing home, whether it's serving the pastor, whether it's ushering, amen, whether it's going to the jailhouses, glory to God. You have a ministry, amen. Whether it's just paying your tithe and giving your offerings, that's a ministry. You have to continue in that. You have to do that, glory to God. And you don't want that hindered, glory, by selfishness. You don't want that hindered by your own revelation. You don't want that hindered because what's going to happen? You can't put on a show in the church, amen, and then go home and be yourself and think the blessings are going to come because whatever you are at home, you're going to be in church. You're going to be in church. You're going to get tired after a while of being Mr. or Mrs. Hollywood. You're going to get tired of that. You're going to get tired of reacting, and the real you is going to come out, and God's going to fix it, but somebody's going to come in your face and cause the real you to come out. Glory to God. I know some people, even with me, whenever I show up, they run out. But why is that? Amen. Why is that? Because God's trying to show Not me. God's trying to show other people, amen, how he operates. Glory to God. He's trying to show what is in it. You cannot stand up and preach and talk about God, amen, in that sense, and God not test you.
Amen.
He's going to test you. I love God. God is good. We got to love everybody. When you go talking about we got to love everybody, God's going to put somebody in your midst that did you wrong, that hurt you, or you think was wrong, or just plain hate. And what's going to happen is everybody else is going to see your true colors, and you want a great ministry. You can't have a great ministry, amen, unless you're home, unless you have it in your personal life first. God is good. Amen. Now, God is very irritated on how some want to use his name. And you've got to understand the irritation that he feels. Now, I won't be able to finish all this today. We're going to try to do it next Monday, glory to God, and try to finish it, because I'm just halfway through what I need to go through here that you need to hear. Amen. And we're going to come back with some other scriptures as well. Amen. We're going to talk about Miriam and Aaron. We're going to talk about a couple of other people. And we're going to show you what the foundation of the blessing lies. And we're going to show you how the enemy wants to destroy homes. Glory to God. He wants to destroy homes. He wants to destroy marriages. Amen. And get you out where you think you're serving God. Glory to God. But if you are, listen, you cannot have a pleasing and nice personality in the street or out or in somebody else's church and come home and there's chaos and you cause the chaos. You have to understand the foundation of your blessing and your prosperity and that you're waiting on and that your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard is waiting on you, but God has to make sure that you are in line to get it, and in line, he builds all of that I just said on a foundation, which is home. Somebody said, well, foundation is Christ. Amen. Christ ought to be in your home first.
Amen.
First. Don't even try to go preach in somebody else's church if you can't preach in your own house. Don't try to go out and try to get somebody else together, and if you have not tried in your own house, amen, don't go out and try to be nice and pleasing with somebody else if you can't be that in your own house, the foundation. And let me tell you something. I'm going to show you where when people join together, when couples join together, glory to God, I'm going to show you in the Bible where blessings overshadow them, and God had been holding them back, waiting for them to get in line. Amen. We're going to tap a little bit into the Songs of Solomon. You can look over it because it needs to be taught. How many times have you heard that being preached or taught in the church? I taught it. Some people understood it. Some people agreed with it, especially the young people, the older people, thought that it was a little bit of X-rated. But it's in the Word of God, and we have to understand what God is saying. The Songs of Solomon has nothing too much to do with Christ and the church, so to speak. Solomon's talking about a male and female. He's talking about two people. And so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to bring that to your attention. We're going to let you know because, listen, I want the prosperity as much as anybody else, and we're receiving it. Bless you, God. Amen. But you got to make sure that your house is right. And let me tell you, don't feel bad when you know you've done all you could do. Amen. Because sometimes it's not you, it's the other party. Amen. And don't go around pointing finger back and forth, because God knows. God already knows. God already knows. So all you have to do is make sure that you're living the life that you want to live. Our time is gone. Amen. We're going to come back with something more of this on next Monday. I hope you tune in. I hope you call somebody and let them know to tune in that needs this. Glory to God. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. Cordele 31010 is the zip code. That's P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. We look forward to hearing from you. Amen. We thank God for those of you we've heard from. Continue to bless, continue to pray on this, search it out, get with me in studying this till we come back next year. Tomorrow, YouTube at 7, amen, Ustream at 7 on tomorrow, amen. Join in with us, tune in with us from the internet, and we would love, amen, to know that you are being blessed. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. Until our next broadcast, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.